We're reading the article, A Handmaid That Is Here to Her Mistress. You can find the article on archive.kbb1.com. Starting with two harms from revealing Israel's wisdom to the nations of the world. They have done two wrongs. One, besides clothing in our robe, saying that all of that wisdom is from the attainment of their own Holy Spirit, these mimics gain their reputation at our expense. Thus, they strengthen their false teaching and obtain the strength to deny our Holy Torah.
Our Torah is only to correct man and bring him to Dvikut, to adhesion with the Creator. Return, O Israel, to the Lord your God. In practice, here in this world, through connection between us, when we correct the broken soul of Adam Rishon. This is our holy Torah. Through the reforming light, to come to love your neighbor as yourself is a great rule of the Torah. This is the whole Torah. On one leg. Those who don't relate to it in this way is regarded as belonging to the nations of the world.
Two, but an even greater harm came upon us. One who observes their theology discovers in it concepts and wisdom concerning the work of God that seem truer and more genuine than our wisdom. This is for two reasons. The first is that they are many, and among them there are great and proficient philologists who know their work to make matters acceptable to uneducated people.
This goes back to Babylon, when a small part of humanity joined Abraham, and the rest couldn't listen to it, couldn't. And afterwards, a large part of Abraham's group fell from the spiritual degree altogether in the ruin of the first temple and the second, into the intention to receive. So those who look at how people who are not fighting with their will to receive behave and conduct themselves, they live a tranquil life. They're happy. They have guaranteed for themselves this world and next world, everything's fine, everything's accessible, everything that's written in the Torah you can do, no problem. Where a person gets stuck with something that he can't deal with, that he has to fight with himself, everything's okay. And this is why those who come to the wisdom of Kabbalah look at what's written and what's required of a person. What hard work, what conditions that can't be met are required. Of course, he sees that, first of all, it's impossible. And second, he begins to justify the other works. Because most people are there. So I guess justice is there. His ego pulls him there. The lie blinds him. There's an immediate reward. And then a person begins to decline from the truth. So what's written here? This is for two reasons.
First is there are many, and among them are great and proficient philologists who know their work to make matters acceptable to uneducated people. Philology comes from external teachings, and certainly a society of 8 billion people can produce many more and much greater philologists than our society of 15 million can. Hence, one who observes their books falls into doubting that they might be right, or even worse, of course. The second and the most important reason is that the sages of Israel conceal the wisdom of religion from the masses behind closed doors and in every way. The sages of each generation offer simple explanation to the masses and reject them with all kinds of trickery from the desire to even approach and touch the wisdom of the hidden.
Well, this is what happened in all those generations over the last two millennia. But now it's changing. Questions? Yes?
Is there such a thing like Kabbalists using slang?
Kabbalists excel at hiding themselves. Why?
Because he says here that besides wearing a robe, it's unclear if you literally translate what he says, because you have to have a deeper understanding. It kind of sounds like slang.
Where is it?
That they did two wrongs besides closing in our robe.
Our robe? So what? Where do you see it?
Oh, first of all, I'm asking something really practical. Suppose now I'm going to translate this into other languages. This is a concept. This is something deeper.
It is when they take from us everything that we have to reveal and conceal. They take all these things to their own empty practices and thereby elevate themselves from the level of people who go by rote into a spiritual degree, as if they are engaged in spirituality and corrections. Yes, we engage in corrections. We come to know the Creator. We want to discover the upper world, unto the Lord your God. Everything. The whole of reality should appear here and now. This is our purpose, right? You will see your world, new life, etc. They, however, say that all this a person does discover if he does what they say. Meaning, they take all the attainments, all of our purposes, to themselves as well. Yes.
Practical question regarding translation. What do you translate when a Kabbalist uses these kinds of words?
Talit?
No, not talit, but it's a concept. He doesn't literally mean what he says here. Or does he?
They robe themselves with our talit, which is the prayer shawl. It means that everything you say that you have in your own Torah, they say that they have in their own Torah. And besides, you are wrong in engaging in what you are engaging in. In my eyes, that's what it means. Just to say it simply. I'm not talking deeper than that. Because deeper than that is also something they don't mean, because they don't know it. Deeper than that belongs to the guidance of the Creator, why He arranges such things that revealing Him has to go through all of these distortions, like the religions and belief systems, etc. Yes?
And the translates the Kabbalist. How do you translate that?
What do you mean to translate?
Suppose you take the sentence and you have to turn it into a text. Do you literally translate or the concept?
Yes, that they picture themselves as having everything you have in your own Torah. What Kabbalists say, attain, work. They say something in mitzvot. Yes, there's also another form for it. Kabbalists talk about attaining the Creator. There's also a form for this, etc., etc. Holidays, everything we learn and go over all these things when we learn them a little more deeply. Not in true form, which is already a system that we have in front of us, and we see the system, and we work with it. We still don't have that perception, that vision. But they say that they have it.
One more question. How to correctly work with the pain that was hidden all the time, like he says that all the Kabbalists hid it?
They had no choice. They hid it because they saw that this was not the plan, that the process has to be this way. 2,000 years of concealment. Sometimes, here and there, they taught a few people, a few chosen people, select every generation, but it was only very few.
Those people that were in the near of these Kabbalists that hid this from them, how do you work?
You mean against them?
I mean, how do you work with this pain that they were among great people that they knew that were hiding these things from them?
Kabbalists understand where it's coming from. They don't come with grievances to the Creator because they themselves are in this process. They themselves are in this plan. They understand where it's coming from and how it should be done. So they have no problem restraining themselves. When I see that people cannot listen, they still cannot understand it. So it's like little children. What? So I suffer because I can't tell them about what people, what students learn in 10th grade if he's 3 or 4 years old? I'm not suffering because of this. I know that this is what I have to give him according to his age. Kabbalists don't suffer. Suffering happens if you're not included with the program. But if you're in it, you understand, you justify it throughout the way, including such things that things we went through. And you cannot say, you cannot criticize the plan of the Creator in any way. That's the thing with attainment. And the more you attain, the more you justify. Yes, someone in the back.
Rav, is it possible, it's possible to start doing the spiritual work out of fear, and you also can start doing it willingly. The question is, how do you acquire the true desire for spirituality?
Not out of this, not out of that. A real desire for spirituality awakens gradually and is built within a person who is in the right environment. And it doesn't matter from what point he came. There are many ways to the Creator. A person is awakened, could be awakened by anything. Perhaps you heard that the Book of Zohar has great powers. And this coming Saturday, there is a soccer game of your favorite team. So therefore, you come to hear a lesson, you know. Like people go to the Western Wall or donate to charity or something. So you come to a lesson to listen to the Zohar so that your soccer team will win. And all of a sudden, you begin to hear it. And you forgot about the group and about the soccer. You can be brought this way as well.
I have one more question.
Yes.
If I can easily justify my friends, it means that I'm not exerting myself to their benefit enough.
Don't do these calculations. Easy, not easy. Just do what is written. If it comes easy to you, that's good as well. Don't look for difficulties. Never. Always walk in the right and easy way.
Can I ask you what you asked us on the workshop?
No. Because if I knew the answer, I wouldn't ask.
And can we help together with you to try and answer this question?
Another time. Let's continue. Wait a minute. Yes, do it. Today you are giving the microphone.
To continue what Moshe asked. He says, he started with A, but there is an even greater harm that came to us. One who observes their theology discovers in it concepts and wisdom concerning the work of God that seem truer and more genuine than our wisdom. I'm sitting with my friends, with my family, and it's irrational what we're doing.
Mister, I'll tell you why it doesn't make sense. Because your egoistic mind and heart block you from hearing the right words. They block you. You cannot be objective. You hear it because that's the way it is. You cannot clothe in a woman. You cannot clothe in a Chinese person when he talks about his people and his culture or something. You can't. You are where you are. So if you can rise above it, that's different. But if you can't, you can't. You cannot talk to people unless on their level. So the problem is, it's called, don't put an obstacle before a blind person. Because before a blind person, you have to put something flat and good that he can move forward with. Little by little, as this blindness fades, then you can give him steps so he can climb up.
I personally am all the time demanded to prove what you're talking about.
I don't speak like that. I say, you're right. I tell
exactly.
Him, you're right.
Exactly.
No, you don't understand them.
No, I understand them. They don't understand us. That's my problem. If I tell them, guys, let's draw the reforming light in a 10 in a group. In a 10, let's build a group between us. Even like you're saying, without saying creator, saying anything, just saying, guys, let's improve our relations. Let's try and build a 10, draw the reforming light, read Kabbalistic books. You know what they tell me? They repeat it all the time. This is not the way that the creator wants us to work. It doesn't say so in the Gemara, in the Halakha, or in the Torah, or any other way.
Everything is distorted. What do you want?
Distorted.
It's not distorted at all, God forbid. Nothing's distorted. Because every level has its own Torah. The Torah is a plan. A plan of correction of creation. From zero to 100%. All of this is called light that sustains all the forms of the will to receive that was created in it, the will to receive that was created in the light. And the Torah is a light that within it includes all the forms. Therefore, everyone is right, everyone according to his level. And if you compare between the levels, then you are wrong by comparing between the levels. You must not do this. It's impossible. It's like going to a cat and yelling at it, why did you steal my cream? How can you come to it with this? You can beat it up. And then the poor thing understands that it is beaten up, So it won't touch it. But that's not education. You call it education. It's called monkey's education, that they teach through beating. Through understanding, you can never prove to a cat that it's not good to take the cream from you, because it won't understand it. It's not registered on its level that it's as not good. If it's good for me, why is it not good? This is what they tell you too. Except they have the language, they can talk to you, not like cats. Cat would tell you, what do you want from me? You're beating me up? Fine, okay, so I remember this pain and I won't do it. And they're telling you the same thing. They're telling you, what do you want from us? We, on our level, we behave very well. You see how the whole world behaves. What are you complaining to the whole world? You're criticizing the whole world? It's the will to receive that's developed on this level, and it should behave in this way. You don't know what forms of behavior are there in the world. So it all depends on the level. If you come to them with your Torah, then I'm telling you, you're the one who's wrong. You don't understand what you're doing. Not they.
Look, they understand that I'm studying with Lightman and that everything's okay.
Oh, great. So Lightman's crazy too.
No, I'm telling you, really. They're telling me, what do you get as a result? Why do you go there? What do they do there? What kind of thing is this? But I'm not asking about this. Bala Sulam, he's saying in the writings of the last generation that you should know that those that are engaged in the literal Torah, they'll reach the end of correction last. Last. Those that do the physical, keep the physical precepts, or...
Did I say it?
Why does he say that they will be the last to reach the end of correction?
Because this is the form of a desire that is in them. Because they are satisfied with what they have. Others have all kinds of questions. And they have everything. Just imagine, there are people who are happy in the corporeal sense in this world and are happy in the spiritual sense in this world. What are you going to do with them? How will you bring them out of their situation? You don't need to. And you mustn't even say to such people that they're doing something wrong. Don't put an obstacle before a blind person. So I don't understand you. Why do you, with your relatives, why can't you sit with them? Eat. What do you guys eat there? Palachint? Something Hungarian? No, I'm from Libya. Great, so invite me and you'll see how I'll set your table. Everyone will be happy.
Why are you repeating the same question? Not talk about this. I have to start talking to them about something.
No. I'll tell you this. With strangers, with friends, that's different. But with strangers, try to behave in such a way that they will feel comfortable with you. Just comfortable.
Comfortable, and a nuclear bomb will fall on us. Like you're saying, if we don't do the correction, we'll be nuked. So we'll sit comfortable and everything.
But arguing with him, you think you're doing some correction? I'm telling you, you're doing a big corruption. You're spoiling you.
To push them.
Oh, Tzvika.
What I don't understand is that...
No, you're taking up everyone's time. That's it. I can't do it anymore. It's incorrigible. Whoa, if I say... Keep your finger on the text.
Woe if I tell. They do this for fear that the matters will fall into the hands of idol worshippers, As Rashbi wrote, if I tell the sinners will know how to serve their idols, after all, we suffer plenty even for the petite things that they have stolen from our vessels, which have seeped to them past all the vigil guarding.
By stealing from the wisdom of Kabbalah, all kinds of definitions, names, although they don't know what they mean. By this, they developed theology, approaches to life. So they think that they have, with all the games that they're playing, that they have some kind of spiritual fulfillment. And that's why they settled for this. If the wisdom of Kabbalah were not revealed in this way, of course, that's also according to the plan of creation, but if it were not revealed in this way, the correction would be much easier, because it's a lot harder to bring a person from where he is when he thinks he has everything and that his way is right and he's correcting his soul and will reach heaven, and you have to uproot these things from him. But what do you tell him? You don't have any paradise or anything. You're still a beast. While in him, and you're telling him, no, just come know the real system. It's very difficult. So we have to recognize that this is how it should be. Next.
The reason for the concealment of Kabbalah. This clarifies what would unfold in our sages. Revealed the wisdom of the hidden to all. And since we conceal, as long as our commoner is unfit to be given the secret of the Torah, he has no knowledge at all in the wisdom of religion. Hence, such a person is obviously inspired and elated when he finds the trifling wisdom and explanations in their theology, whose essence is but an assortment of stolen concepts from our hidden with added literary dainties. Once one sees that, he says, and denies our practical law and ends in complete heresy.
Where did this begin? It began in the last few centuries, which is already the time when they had to reveal the wisdom of Kabbalah after the Ari, as he writes. And therefore, when it's not revealed in due time, in its proper time, then you have all kinds of distortions. When the will to receive grows, people have to know, to understand, to progress, to answer the question, why are we living and what for? And because the wisdom of Kabbalah is concealed, doesn't reveal itself, they find all kinds of answers in theology and philosophy. Look what you have in the world. Around every corner you have all kinds of esoteric groups and whatnot. And it's all because the truth is hidden, and it should have been revealed for the past several hundred years already. That's the reason. And
a handmaid that is heir to her mistress. This is called a handmaid that is heir to her mistress, since the very power of the mistress, the dominion of the internality, is by the force of our wisdom and knowledge. As it is written, we are distinguished, I and thy people, from all the people that are upon the face of the earth. And now the handmaid has stepped forth and prides herself in public that she is the heir of this wisdom. And you should know that this power of theirs is the shackle by which the legs of the children of Israel are chained in the exile under their dominion. Shackles of exile. Thus, the essence of the shackles of exile and its power is from the wisdom of Torah and its secrets, which they have managed to steal and place in their vessels, past all the watchful guarding we have put up. With it, they mislead the masses, saying they have inherited God's work and cast doubt and heresy too on the souls of Israel.
In the end, the wisdom of Kabbalah is not revealing itself, not explaining itself, still cannot reach everyone in a simple, accessible, pleasant and nice way, so that everyone who is an egoist and doesn't want it and reject it will still gradually hear it and become included with these with this information and accept them to an extent. We are at least 500 years behind, because these things should have gradually permeated at least the people of Israel. And now we should somehow do it. Although, look what happened with humanity in these years. Look what happened with this whole kli, this big will to receive, because the wisdom of Kabbalah that should have been revealed 5 centuries ago was not. So look what happened with the world. How it moved to all kinds of warped forms. And now, what can you do? You still have to reveal it however you can and work where you can, patiently, and speak to everyone again and again and again. Another week and another week. That's the way it is. But to know what to say, it's not simple. There is no harder profession than a teacher. You have to know how to clothe yourself in each one, how to approach everyone, compliment him, so he would open his ear and perhaps later his heart. I am very bad at this, but I see a little bit. And you have to see, when you're in front of people, you have to see yourself as a representative of the Creator. You are the pipeline between Him and they. So how do you allow yourself to behave in this way? No, I would, buy them, pistachio nuts, something. Yeah. Get them some coffee, they have good coffee.
In your opinion, and I'm willing to accept it, I'm really angry at these people because I see the troubles they go through. I'm telling them, guys, you can get out of all this. You just have to unite, connect. They're not listening. So what? I should be neutral? I should be what? You can burn as long as I care. I shouldn't relate to them. What? I'm sitting with my family. It pains me to see it. So on the one hand, you're telling me, don't talk about it with them. Talk to them about pistachio nuts. So what, should I be indifferent?
I don't know. I don't know. I wouldn't come and speak about the wisdom of Kabbalah before audiences of strangers talking. So if you can't just do pep talks like a psychologist, like a therapist, so I recommend to you, just drop it. It's not good. Okay, and now we are moving on to, we're approaching the end of the lesson, and we want to hear what's happening with the Congress.
First, the daily task.
Oh, the daily task first, okay.
Dear friends, the tens today on duty were Italy, 10 number 2, Moscow, 10 number 9, Omsk, Tel Aviv, and Petah Tikva, 20. Daily task, together with the Italian group, during the day, we accelerate our preparation for the New Jersey Congress through annulment in the 10. Again, during the day, we accelerate our preparation for the New Jersey Congress through annulment in the 10.
Very good.
Thank you very much. And now let's hear an update about the Congress. Amit.
Before we talk about the U.S., we wanted to share with our friends in the world, CLI, about a very special meeting that took place yesterday morning, continuing on Rav's advice from a few days ago, who gave us a push to all the friends in the world, CLI, to unite around the preparation for the New Jersey Congress and take an active part in this. So what happened yesterday was that there was this meeting of maybe 50 friends, I think, from all over the world. Immediately following the lesson, we had a meeting of 1 hour on Zoom, very special. I'm really excited now that I'm talking about it.
It's like a spiritual board toward the Congress.
We didn't define anything. It was just friends, experienced veterans, very strong from all over the world, who got together into the with the U.S. team. And friends said it's a historic seminal event. It was like 1/10 of the world CLI. It was one field of thought and feeling. You could feel like when you think something, another friend says it and another one says it, and everyone felt the same. And beyond the great inspiration, it was a very practical, down-to-earth conversation, very experienced friends. We went out with very inspired. If this is how we start, we're going up like a rocket. So now we'll move on to New York, to Gianni, who will give us a report.
So just to continue, Amit, it was truly a historic meeting. There was a feeling that this connection, this CLI that we feel when the friends from around the world connect, use our differences to connect above them, that this is actually the end purpose of our work. It really felt historic and beautiful, and we also got very practical with our goal to take care of the Congress and the Arvut of the World CLI. And the first practical task that came out of it is that we want, and we're asking all of the tens on duty from now until the Congress, to make all of the daily tasks oriented towards the lesson content of the Congress and towards the sensation in each friend that the Congress, the success of it, really depends only on him. I also want to say that there are 3 days left for the early bird special, so everyone make sure and register. We're going to go to the hummus meal now, and we're going to have more friends who will share impressions. And Leo is also reminding me that, just to let you know, that this group of giants is going to be meeting every day after the lesson to continue this work. L'chaim.
L'chaim.
Introductory lectures all over Israel. We're happy to invite you. There will be introductory lecture in 12 cities throughout April. For further details, kab.co.il or call us. All as one, World Kabbalah Convention in North America. We're inviting all of our students to the World Kabbalah Congress in North America, 3rd to 6th of May, and for further details, 1.kabbalah.info. And now let's summarize the lesson quietly. Let's take 2 minutes to do it. Everyone's invited to share their summary on Sviva Tova, and let's sing.
Together we